Brighton Festival 2018.
I had my nephew Tim Martin with us.
Hang on a minute. You already brought your mum in, who went to see Rear View with you. Now you're bringing your nephew in. Is this the Rebecca Sandals family show or something?
It's the family business. That's a family business, yeah.
Pushy aunt, pushy daughter, I see.
Keeping it in the family. Yeah. No, it's I don't have any friends, so I have to kind of bring my family along to go out and see things with me. So anyway, I thought it was high time that Tim went to Brighton Art Gallery. And we also, that was to see Gilbert and George. And we also went and saw Life Model 2 at Fabrica.
Great, so you've done the rounds. Well, Tim, welcome to Radio.
Hello.
Thank you very much for coming along with
us. Thank you for having me.
It's a pleasure. So we were talking about Gilbert and George yesterday at the museum. We were talking about Life Model last week. I guess let's start with Life Model, as David Shrigley is the festival's director. This is his giant, plastic, shiny, naked, pink female model at Fabrica. What did you make of it?
Well, I thought she was quite fabulous, actually. I mean, a body to be envious of course. But not so sure about the hair. But
slightly out of proportion as well.
Oh, yeah, possibly. I mean, who wouldn't love those eyes? But no, I thought it was great. I thought the atmosphere was nice. There was a lot of people really getting stuck into it. And yeah, I thoroughly enjoyed it. It was nice.
When I went, I really liked the responses of the people who were drawing it, and they'd done speech bubbles coming out of her mouth, giving her hairy legs and that kind of thing. Were people doing those sort of responses?
There was quite a few sort of Shrigley-esque comments on the side of their photo, drawings and stuff like that. And I put one. It said, "Spiting God for these fabulous curves" or something like that. And yeah, I quite liked it. It was good.
And did you do your own picture?
I did indeed. I sort of tried to keep it as sort of within the parameters of Shrigley as I could, using just a Sharpie for it. But yeah, I think it went pretty well.
Great. And you're a fan of David Shrigley anyway.
I am. I've not been keeping up with him too much recently, but back when I was starting out studying in graphics and photography, I was very into his sort of like humour and sort of unfunniness of him and sort of the satirical qualities of his works. And yeah, I thought it was, yeah, I enjoy him.
So, Rebecca, what was your offering like? Because we did actually see your artwork when you did some life drawing last week.
I knew you were going to ask.
Which was frankly appalling.
Fabulous.
Well, okay, I think I've sent you a picture of what I did.
Can you tweet it, please?
All right, I will tweet it in a bit.
And shame yourself publicly to the world.
Shall we say that Tim's piece did look like the model's bottom, because we were doing the derriere of the life model. Mine, I made up for the lack of composition
talent
okay, by adding a lot of crayon in colour and the word BUM. So, you know, we had fun, though. And that's the point, I think, of that piece. You go in there and there was so many pictures up there. They're obviously having to rotate regularly. And I fear that if you were going to see our pieces, they have gone from the wall already, because so many people have probably come through and done pieces. And while we were in there, Tim, we noticed there was a couple of, obviously, people who are pretty good at fine art and life drawing.
Yeah, rather talented people.
Yeah. yes. But we had a great time, and it was really nice to sort of share that and look at the other images and what was going on there at Life Model. So it's great.
I was very impressed when I went to see a whole range of ages. So grandparents and grandkids, real mix of ages there.
Families, Melita. Yeah. Families.
Oh, that's
together.
What they are, is it?
Okay. Yeah. Like myself and my nephew here.
Okay. Well, talking of derrieres, you've also been to see Gilbert and George then at Brighton Museum. What was the verdict?
You know what? I really liked it. I've not actually seen very much of Gilbert and George before now, before today, so it was really nice to sort of open my eyes to that world and have a look. I wasn't sure what to expect, but again, I thought the sort of the humour of it was quite similar to David Shrigley's in a way, sort of unfunniness of what was it, Gordon's Makes Us Drunk, you know, the video of them just sipping Gordon's gin for a good 9 minutes and getting drunk.
I think that was from about 1972 or so, at that particular one.
It's a very
one,
early
isn't
one, isn't it? In the first room.
And so they're just both in their suits, sitting silhouetted with a window and drinking from a glass. And every now and again, Gordon's Makes Us Drunk. And then after about 3 minutes of this, Gordon's Makes Us Very Drunk. And Tim and I were somewhat mesmerised by that and felt like going home and trying WKD Makes Us Drunk as the updated version, maybe. We'll give it a go.
2018.
Yeah.
I mean, some of those images are... They're still fairly confrontational, you know, despite coming from the 80s and the 90s. How did you find them when you went in there? Were you kind of like, crikey, I don't expect to see this kind of thing in a museum?
Yeah, you know what? There was still that sort of shock factor from now on. I like the idea that they have this aim to... pursue shock even in modern times, and I don't know if they're still sort of producing works like that, but
they're still pretty confrontational. Yeah.
Yeah, of course, I can imagine. I don't think that sort of fire dwindles very quickly. But yeah, it was great. I like the aspect of them with all their frames and stuff like that. I found myself looking at them and sort of deciding which piece, if I had in my home, which certain frame I would want to take, you know, because they're all outlined in separate photos. Yeah, it was really good.
I haven't got enough pocket money for that, Tim.
No, I'm afraid.
So Life Model at Fabrica runs through till the end of May, till the end of the festival, and Gilbert and George at Brighton Museum runs through until September the 2nd. So thank you very much, Tim, for coming in and doing that. We might drag you in on another occasion if you've been to something else.
Yeah, no, do. I'll come in maybe as my drag persona next time. Who knows?
Okay, don't push it.
Plug myself a bit.
The Brighton Festival 2018. Radio Reverb, the only station on air with a dedicated Brighton Festival Hour.